can. Thank you very much.
Okay, sorry, I'm not on my headset. I'm on the laptop itself. I just wanted, if I may, Chair, with your approval, make three detailed drafting points and then make an overarching point. If I may make the detailed drafting points, I had a comment on paragraph 19 dealing with the services to be provided. And there I was concerned that, sorry, I'm just getting out the right paper. I was concerned that we should be careful not to be exclusive. So I'm talking about premium services, item 9, paragraph 16. I would like to propose that we insert the words non-essential before the words premium services. My concern really is driven by my experience of low-cost airlines. I think Ryanair even got to a point where they were going to charge a premium for using the onboard lavatories on the airplanes. I think that in the interest of public good, nothing should be subject to, nothing essential should be subject to paying a premium. That seems to me undemocratic, unfair, and objectionable. So I'm suggesting it should read standard services within hubs should be complemented by non-essential premium services for passengers, or words to that effect. Then my second drafting point really related to, it may just be a question of where it's placed, but I it's an important point. This is on the provision of water. I suspect at the moment it's placed in paragraph 22, in paragraph 17. Yes, in paragraph 17 is a sort of add-on to a description in point 10 on commercial services. I just wonder if that's the right place to put the reference to drinking water. To me, provision of drinking water these days, I think, is generally accepted as an essential. And I think it would sit more happily earlier in the paper, perhaps with paragraph 7 dealing with point 2, the toilets intake as well as output, I suppose, is my thought there. But I'm just not quite happy that it sits with commercial services as a point. My third one relates to paragraph 22, point 4, on airport/port connections. I think that one would want to see direct connectivity to all key destinations in the area of an international hub. I mean, yes, you want to get to an airport, or yes, you may want to get to a port, but it may be that you're visiting a major tourist destination, for example, and it would be unfortunate if there was not similar provision to get people to that end point. So those three drafting points. Can I then make a very general point? I was very impressed by the presentation from Herr Fricke from SBB at the last meeting, and his emphasis on the importance of stations, hubs, both as places from which to travel, but also as destinations in their own right. And I was also thinking about a conversation we had earlier on in this this working group, about expert group, about the importance of familiarity, of knowing, of commonality between places. One of the easier things about traveling by air is that when you go to an airport, you know that there's common signage for most airports internationally. They have very similar facilities and so on. And I would like it if we could have some sort of overarching thought in here, which is to really relating to hubs generally in order to facilitate international rail travel. We recognize that hubs should have a certain commonality with one another so that people know where they are. They're familiar basically with the concept of a hub. Now, I appreciate that the work of our group cannot mandate any activity, but I would like us to find a way of putting quite strongly the notion that it's a bit more than good practice. It's fairly essential to delivering the concept of international rail hubs, that there is a certain commonality of standard, commonality of facility through them, appropriate, of course, to the needs of each particular hub. Thank you.